18 million stories make up the treasure trove that is the Australian Museum. I'm Frank Howarth, Director of the Museum. Come with me while we bring to life one of those stories. I'm standing in the Australian Museum's Materials Conservation Laboratory looking at an amazing painting by Rover Thomas of the Canning Stock Route in Western Australia. He captured a sense of place and country in his artworks. And the Canning Stock Route in northwestern Australia is a very significant place, both for Aboriginal people and more recently for the development of Western Australia. Rover Thomas was born at Well 33 on the Canning Stock Route. The Canning Stock Route is often known by the number of wells along it because it was a chain of water sources that the stockmen and the stock could use to get from the Kimberley area of Western Australia down into southern Western Australia closer to markets. It's 1,850 kilometres of dry desert land from Wiluna in the south to Sturt Creek in the north. The early history of the stock route was very problematic for Aboriginal people and in many ways for Western Australia. Canning constructed 48 wells along the route, crossing territories of 9 different Aboriginal language groups. Tensions between Canning and the white stockmen kept rising until in 1910 there was a small war to all intents and purposes, resulting in a number of drovers being killed. This then resulted in a punitive expedition and more conflict and more killing. As a result of all of that, drovers feared to use the Canning Stock Route for a long time, and it was barely used and fell into disrepair until 1930, when Canning was back again, reconditioning the wells, and again hostilities arose. Now, hundreds of cattle moved along the route, but it fell out of use relatively soon after. And in 1959, the last droving run was completed. Rover Thomas himself was a former stockman and labourer, and he began painting in the late 1970s. And the particular painting I'm looking at now, Canning Stock Route, was painted in 1984. It's a large 180 centimetre by 90 centimetre horizontal depiction of the route. It's almost a map, but highly stylized and layered with knowledge. It's a large brown work painted on board, and in many ways is typical of Rover Thomas's work of different browns and ochre colours. This particular work has clearly been standing up on its end at some point because it's got water damage across the base, and that's why it's in our Materials Conservation Laboratory. This work shows the vibrancy, the colour, the strength of contemporary Indigenous art from the communities along the Canning Stock Route. But above all, it shows that sense of place and the connection to place and the meaning of places, the meaning of water. When you look at contemporary Aboriginal art from the Kimberley, and in particular this work from the Canning Stock Route in the Yawarrikuju exhibition, think about the duality of an Aboriginal view of land that embodies knowledge in place. Then think about it alongside contemporary European history, a route for movement of stock, and how white people and Aboriginal people interacted, often badly in this case. But think about the two different world views, one of a linear history and one of a sense of place.